listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to dive into a story found at the Daily Signal. We encourage you to go to both of those websites, thedailysignal.com, a great place to find pertinent information and news. It's covering issues that are really relevant to you and your values. And then, of course, the Heritage Foundation website at heritage.org as well. Emma, thank you so much for taking the time.
Steve, it's great to be back.
Well, here we are in the another day of shutdown, and everyone wondering when, you know, the federal government will open back up for business. But in the midst of all this and finger pointing and whose fault is it and what have you, one topic that we found at the Daily Signal, an article written by Jacob Adams titled "Pro-Life Senators Detail Shutdown Debate Over Extending Abortion Subsidies." We didn't want that topic to get kind of lost in the haze of what, you know, the discussion of the shutdown. Can you fill us in a little more detail?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure some listeners are familiar with the Hyde Amendment, which actually prohibits federal funding from funding things like abortions. But since Obamacare was instituted in 2010, it actually managed to avoid the Hyde Amendment's requirements. So Obamacare, for a number of years, has found a sort of legal loophole, if you will, to still utilize their funding for abortions, but not only abortion, things like gender transition surgeries for children, which not only cut off perfectly healthy body parts, but it can also medically sterilize them so that they cannot have children, children who are too young to consent to this kind of care. And then finally, Obamacare is also offering health care to illegal aliens, people who are in the country illegally, they aren't citizens, and yet are taking advantage of our taxpayer dollars. And so right now, the Democrats are really showing their hand, I think, when it comes to putting ideology before the well-being of the American people. And so they are continuing the shutdown over this issue of Obamacare funding, particularly for things like abortion, gender transitions, and healthcare for illegal aliens. This is an incredibly anti-American move because this isn't actually what is in the best interest of the American people, reopening our government, ensuring that we have funding in place. And they've even taken it so far as to reject proposals that would have extended Obamacare funding for a year. And believing they believe that they are winning public opinion, I think that's still very much contested. And so they think that if they can fight for a complete extension of Obamacare, including those issues that we mentioned, that they could potentially win. But I think Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, he summarized this really well, where he said that Americans' tax dollars should never be used to fund the killing of unborn children or dangerous gender transition procedures. We need to end the Schumer shutdown so we can make healthcare more affordable, not subsidize Democrats' radical anti-family, anti-patient agenda. And I think that summarizes where we are in this debate very well.
Yeah, and I would actually encourage the KLYT listener, hopefully by now, as we've gone through several of these discussions over the past several months and getting updates from various sources, including the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal, that you have contact with your representative in Washington, D.C., and you will communicate with them, your thoughts on what should be happening and your understanding of how important it is that that you're represented and that the decisions they're making, whether to give in or not to the demands of the Democrats, or you know, maybe you're a Democrat listening and you want to connect with yours, but I would just encourage you to be active in the public square and communicate clearly with those who represent you, and go to sources like the Daily Signal where you'll find stories like this. I mean, Emma, I can't imagine seeing this on the mainstream news. It is quite a different news source we find at the Daily Signal. And you can maybe better articulate what our listeners will find there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So Daily Signal is fully staffed to cover state and federal politics with White House correspondents, congressional correspondents, and more. And so they are providing up-to-date daily coverage of the news stories that matter most to Americans, those that are touching immigration and crime, social issues like gender transition surgeries, and more, and including with our podcast that you can access anywhere you get your podcast. There are multiple shows produced by our team, including high-level interviews with members of Congress down to other political figures who were engaging on these issues. So it's a very practical, very accessible resource that you can read quickly and stay in the know on major issues that are happening right now.
Yeah, and for those of us who follow the daily press updates from the White House, going back to the beginning of this administration and the introduction of new, you know, an introduction of outlets that haven't really had access to the White House press room. Just this last week, was happy to see Daily Signal was one of those.
Yes, they have been there since the beginning of the administration, and it's been a fantastic shift having good representation for the media that's most consumed by Americans.
Yeah. Well, listen, our updates from Emma Waters with the Heritage Foundation and our look at the Daily Signal. Emma, so much appreciate your time in keeping us well informed, especially about today, about this article from Jacob Adams. And again, it's pro-life senators' detailed shutdown debate overextending abortion subsidies. Thanks so much, Emma, and look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Of course. Have a great weekend.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.